Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters. So in the daily, Guangdong Daily, there was a news that being posted. So according to the news, the Israeli government introduced a policy to try and introduce 20,000 Chinese construction workers into Israel.
希望借此能够加快以色列房屋建筑工程的进度。
This is to hope to help the speed up the construction and building process in Israel.
并能够帮助降低当地持续飞涨的房屋价格。
This is supposed to help the escalating housing price in Israel.
因为从2009年以来，以色列的房屋价格已经上涨了40%。
According to the status statistics, since 2009, the price housing price in Israel has been increased up to about 40%.
那以色列政府呢，寻找原因，说建筑工人的极度缺乏，是造成国内房屋价格飞涨的一个主要原因。
In the investigation, in Israeli government, they find out the lack of the construction worker is one of the major reasons why the pricing market being on the rise.
所以，以色列财政部长莫西卡隆表示。 说引进高素质和有经验的中国建筑工人，不仅可以降低劳动的成本。
So the financial department the chief Kushal Kalong suggests that if they can suggest people being introduced to China, they can reduce the cost to labor.
而且能够将高层建筑施工的周期缩短。 20%到30%，
and they can reduce the entire cycle time for the construction by about 20 to 30%.
因为他们统计过，用中国的建筑工人的建筑的速度比以色列当地和巴勒斯坦等国的工人速度快了50%。
So through the study, they said the worker from China is faster than people in Israel and Palestine by about 50%.
那就在去年2014年7月份。 土耳其国内有西部的大城伊斯坦布尔到安卡拉之间有一段150公里的高铁。
And over last year, in 2017 in July, there was a high-speed railway that's opened up. That is between Istanbul and the Ankara. That is capital city in Turkey.
现在高铁建成通车了。
And it was opened up and started to serve the country.
那这条高铁呢，是中国企业在海外修筑的第一条高速铁路。
So this is the first high-speed railroad construction that China has been doing outside of the country.
也是中国的企业在欧洲拿下了第一个单子。
And this is also the first contract they ever have in Europe.
那整个施工呢，是由中国的高铁公司联合当地的四家。 最强的公司强强联合而公开招标招揽到的。So the
contract was taken by China railroad company or corporation with the local government local company in Turkey.
但是施工中呢，当地土耳其的工人坚持一个欧洲人的习惯，欧洲人上班有一个什么习惯？So
the local people in Turkey they insist one condition.
他们任何情况下是拒绝加班。
They refuse to work overtime.
所以中方公司为了赶进度，破坏当地的习俗，用了一个中国特色的方法，大家知道吗？叫三班倒。So
instead of catch up all the progress, they have this so-called the work through three shifts.
那其中有一段线路呢，有土耳其的企业的工人架设电线杆子。
So in one section of this railroad, they just opened.
结果他们两天架设了七根。
They can only set up seven of those electrical poles within 2 days.
眼看那个工期就受到阻碍耽误。
So they couldn't meet the milestone for the project.
结果中方公司的临时就向中国驻土耳其大使馆请求帮助，让他们加快地办理了101个工人临时的一个月的签证。
So the Chinese contractor contacted the local Chinese embassy in Turkey to find to get 101 workers into the country through the visa.
结果有一位西班牙裔的一个监工看了他们的工作以后，说目瞪口呆。
And one comment from the Spanish supervisor for what they did, that's what he said.
说中国工人一个晚上竟然架了100根电线杆。
So within overnight, they will be able to set up 100 electrical poles.
过了一星期之后，他亲自带人去检测，结果误差不到1毫米。
So over there, after 1 week, they went to check the accuracy of those electrical poles. The error is all within a few millimeters.
所以今天的中国建筑行业与30年前改革开放初期相比，那是大不一样。
So the construction nowadays in China, compared to 30 years ago during the Cultural Revolution, is completely different.
无论在技术的精度，还有他们的能力。以及在机械化的操作中，都是今非昔比。
So in terms of accuracy, their capability, and the way they do the control is really night and day's difference.
那对于古代2500多年前，大约50000个被掳回归的以色列民众而言
，So for this about 50,000 Israel, they were being captive about. 2,500 years ago.
他们自愿回归重建圣殿，他们当时所处的是怎么样一个情况
？So these people they volunteered to go volunteered to go back to the hometown to rebuild the temple. What kind of situation are they encountering?
他们在一片荒芜的废墟上将圣殿重建起来，他们靠的是什么
？So what can they depend upon in the amounts of these ruins?To rebuild the temple.
今天我们就继续沿着旧约圣经哈该书的序列讲章的思路，借着哈该书2章1到9节的经文，从三个方面，我们来领略一下被掳回归的以色列官长百姓们，他们是如何面对上帝的恩典应许与人的行动作为这样一个主题。
So through this series of sermons on the book of Haggai, and today we're going to use the passage from chapter 2 to 1 to 9 to explore three different aspects about how God proclaimed his gracious promise to Israel officials and civilians and their responding deeds.
我们简单回忆一下哈该书1章1到11节的主题，大家还记得吗
？I don't know whether you still remember what we talk about the core concept in Haggai chapter 1 through 1, 11.
建设上帝的家
is to rebuild God's Lord's house.
那在那段经文中，我们了解到被掳回归的以色列人，他们先是热血沸腾的预备重建圣殿。
And we understand those people that are willing to return, they call remnants. They are so pumped up. They are very impassionate to and prepared to rebuild the temple.
之后，他们遭到当地杂居的非以色列民众的谋算、诬陷、拦阻之后。将刚刚打好地基重建圣殿的工程拖延下来，一拖拖了多长时间？还记得吗？15年。
So after they over there, they arrived at the town and being resisted by the local people through their plots and oppression, and they suspend entire project after they already have the foundation set up and they suspend the project.Almost 15 years.
在那十五年中，他们原来是想着先恢复自己的家园。
So within that 15,
小家园。
So within that 15 years, they are thinking about building their own houses.
可他们遇到的却是经济衰败、通货膨胀、 举国上下一派贫困潦倒的景象。
But they are facing the economic recession. There's inflation, and really, the whole country is under economic recession.
所以先知哈该呢，在主前520年的以色列农历6月1号，向他们发出了继续重建圣殿的挑战。
So here comes the prophet Haggai. They proclaim and then tell these people 526 years ago on the month of July 1st.
那接下来的经文呢，是1章12到15节，主题是什么？回应挑战，享受与上帝同在的恩典。
And then after that, in Haggai 1 to 12, 15, we talk about to respond to challenge and enjoy the presence with God.
距离先知哈该在6月1号向他们发出挑战之后的23天。
After Haggai compelled the people for the challenge 23 days later.
那跟随犹大省长所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚，他们归回耶路撒冷的以色列民，没有一个人后悔而返回他们所居住的那个巴比伦城，做回他们以色波斯公民的身份，没有一个人后悔。
So none of them regret to come back to the hometown to rebuild the temple.
而是积极的、顺服的回应先知的挑战。
And they all very proactively follow Haggai's challenge and his compelling.
所以当时先知哈该呢，就向他们积极开始投入重建圣殿的工程，在6月24号的时候，向他们发出了上帝与他们同在的恩典。
So after that, they start to work again to rebuild the temple on 24th of June. Haggai told them the promise of God's promise to be with them.
那今天我们要思想讨论的经文进入第2章了，到了什么时间了？大家知道？
So we talk when we come to the chapter two, what is the time?
7月21号。
It's July 21st.
从6月24号开始继续重建圣殿的工程，大约24到21，大约1个月的时间。
So after they started to rebuild the temple on the 24th of June, it's about 1 month after that.
我们可以想象，在这个1个月中发生了什么事情。
So we can kind of put ourselves in that picture. What actually happened within a month?
面对一个所罗门王时代曾经挑选动用了多少人？所罗门的圣殿当时。
So I don't know if you remember that Solomon, they actually used about quite a few people to build the temple.
3万人扛台，有3万人去凿石头，有7万人去运木头，还有8万人在建筑，还有3000多监工，所以整整加起来是183,300精心挑选出来的能工巧匠，壮劳力。
So a lot of those, they have about 3,000 people. They actually are craftsmen to do a lot of different kinds, but altogether 180,000 people to build the temple back then.
那他们当时的情况是多少人呢？不过
But
具体的算法，从第一批回归被掳回归的以色列人是49,897个人。
So from when we look at when we study this, the first group of people returned to Jerusalem, they are about 49,000 people only.
这里边许多都是普通百姓，加上15年之后，他们中间有许多已经老了，身体病的、残的。
And those are people are not really carefully selected. They are just regular people, and some of them has probably some people consist of senior citizens.
他们又没有机械设备，不像今天的建筑工人。
They don't have the mechanical equipment.
所以，请问他们的信心、他们的热心、他们的体力足吗？
So you can kind of think about it. Do they have enough faith and passions and physical capability to sustain all this rebuilding needs.
他们能维持多久？
How long can they actually sustain with their current condition?
所以，在这开工不久的这个关键的时刻，上帝再次感动先知哈该，向他们发出鼓励。
So after they started out this key moment, God has moved Haggai to compel these people with the
哈该书二
following.
章1到3节，呼吁官长和百姓认罪悔改。
They want called them to repent, confess and repent.
想想信神的人对他们发出鼓励，是让他们认罪悔改。
So you're thinking about to encourage people instead of using some other way, but you tell them to confess and repent.
哈该书2章1到2节，7月21日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“你要小谕犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓说。”
So over in Haggai chapter 2, 1 through 19, on the 21st day of seventh month, the word of the Lord came through prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, sons of Shealtiel, governors of Judah, to Joshua, sons of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnants of people.
刚才我们问了7月21号，这是个什么日子？
We talk about what is the date on this 21st of July.
相当于我们现在西历的9、10月之间。
So it's very much like the August of September and October in Western Canada.
我们来看一段经文，旧约利未记23章中几段经文，就知道七月对以色列人的意义。
So let's read some verses from Leviticus, and we now understand what this 21st of July means.
被掳回归的以色列民继续重建圣殿，从6月24号开始到7月21号，除了每一周像我们一样是安息日。
So when they go into rebuilding this, from July 24th to the 24th of July. They have to work in addition to the Sabbath day, like every Sunday.
七月一号呢是吹角日。
So July 1st is the festival of trumpet.
七月十号是赎罪日。
And then the 10th is the days of atonement.
七月十五号，一共几天呢？7天，是祝棚节。
So between 15 and 24. First is the Feast of Tabernacle.
所以第八日，也就是7月22号，他们讲话的第二天，又是圣安息日。
And then the 22nd is the Sabbath day.
所以在这些节期期间，重建圣殿的工程都要停下来。
So during, in addition to Sabbath day, during those festival, all those construction work all need to put aside.
我们不讲它进度怎么样，我们先来想一想。在这样的祝棚节的时候，他们是怎样度过的这七天
？So let's not talk about what they're going to do with that. So just think about the Feast of Tabernacle.
祝棚节除了纪念上帝带领他们的祖先出埃及，那个时候在旷野住帐篷的日子。
The day is to commemorate the day that their ancestor was led by God to the wilderness, living in the tents.
也是纪念他们庆祝一年收成的时刻。
They
他们的收成如何
？It also a day to celebrate their harvest for the year.
那根据旧约民数记记载，在这些节期的期间，他们要分别献上无残疾的公牛犊、公绵羊，以及1岁的公羊羔。
So they have during those day they have to send to offer the ox and the ram and the sheep with no defect to the Lord.
献给耶和华上帝为祭物。
So that
咱们以前讨论过献祭的一个最主要的内容是什么
？So we talk about the offering to the Lord. One of the most important factor is
一个是赞美感谢，再一个呢在神面前认罪悔改。
Is to praise and worship also confess and repent before the Lord.
我们可以想想，在他们回归之后的15年那种经济萧条的情况下，他们去献祭，哇，
So kind of think about it within 15 years that during the economic recession, what are they going to do with those offerings? And how are they going to celebrate?
所以估计这个祝棚节有许多人是在那种哀叹、那种焦虑中度过。
So you can kind of think about, maybe put yourself in that picture, maybe a lot of people during those festivals, they are kind of lamenting and kind of being anxious.
因为刚刚咱们也讲了，他们一想起来过完节以后就要重建圣殿，他们既没有能力像当年所罗门王那样花重金从国外请来能工巧匠。
So think about it, after the festival, they have to go back to work. They are not as crafted as those people in the past.
更不可能像当年所罗门那样大手笔的来建筑，甚至用一些黄金来装饰他们圣殿里。
And they did not have the resources like back then. They have all the golds used to decorate the temple.
所以拿他们当时的情景。 与往昔来对比，哇，由不得会令他们的意志消沉，甚至说是不会产生动摇的心。
So kind of consider all the situation they have and comparing what they up to take. So you can kind of imagine they are kind of depressed and their heart and their will may be a little bit shaken.
所以就在祝棚节就要结束的时候，上帝在这个恰到的时候感动先知。 哈该为百姓们鼓气。
So after here, God touched the heart of Haggai to encourage the people.
那下面的经文我们看到，先是借着先知哈该的口，向被掳回归的官长和百姓发出了三个问题。
So they were asking Haggai, Prophet Haggai, asked those officials and the people three questions.
哈该说二章三节。 你们中间留存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？
So
现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
So verses 3 from Haggai chapter 2 says, Who of you is left to saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing?
这三个问题的意义何在？
So what is the meaning of those three questions told the official and the civilian?
大家可能想不到，将主前520年这个祝棚节，如果往前推440年，也就是主前960年，犹太农历7月份的祝棚节的时候。So
if you count like 440 years back from their date, that is 960 BC, that is the Feast of Tabernacle.
那个时间正是所罗门王庆祝圣殿建成欢庆的日子。That
is the time people are celebrating the complete of the temple.
所以这段的经文的意思呢，我们可以这样来理解。So
that kind of like we can kind of read between those words to understand the meaning of those three questions.
在你们这些有幸存活下来的以色列的渔民中。
So all this remnant that all of you.
有谁见过440年前的今天所罗门王圣殿落成，圣的华美、那荣耀而辉煌的庆典的场面？
Has any one of you witnessed this magnificent celebration and the glory of this temple 440 years ago?
你们中间又有谁见过66年前？ 圣殿被毁之前的那个祝棚节的时候，举国同庆的那个场面。Have
you any one of you witnessed 66 years ago before the temple being ruined, and the condition that was celebrate Feast of Tabernacle？你们觉得今天它的样子怎么样？So what do you think about what it looked like
today？恐怕是太微不足道。
There's really nothing you can compare to what you have had before.
言外之意就是说呢，这圣殿之所以沦落到如此衰败、衰落的这样的光景。So
this really the meaning is the reason why the temples is in ruin to this condition.
正是由于你们祖先背逆上帝的结果呀。
This is really the consequence of your ancestor being betrayed to God.
那开始的时候，我提到中国大陆在土耳其承担高铁施工建设的中铁公司。
So I mentioned about this the company, the China Railway Corporation. They subtract this high-speed railway in Turkey.
那这个公司现在是世界500强，排到第79位。
So this company is listed as the 79th, kind of international company over this 5,000 international enterprise,
成为一个
number
跨国的公
79.
司，在2013年度全球最大的250家工程承包商中，它排列是第一。
In years of 2013, this company is rated as a number one out of this 250 engineering contractors over the world.
他们有一个响当当的一个背景，大家可能不太清楚。
They have a very, very kind of like background.
下边还难呢，它的前身是隶属于中国人民解放军的铁道兵部队。
Their formal entity is the battalion, engineering battalion from the People Liberation Army.
下边一段话我们讨论了很长时间，
Good.
因为他们具有逢山开隧道、遇水架桥梁的苦干、能干加巧干的精神。
So they have this tradition to build tunnels through the mountains and also have the ability to build bridge across the water. And they have this traditions of enduring all the suffering and to be find out the different ability and ways to accomplish their mission.
部队的作风是什么？
So what is this troops gonna do? Typically,
令行禁止。
meaning they're going to follow the command and commands only to do whatever soldiers asked to do.
所以他们那种作风，我之所以提出来他，我们来思想一下，在那种环境下，在那种一个公司里边或者一个集体里边，和以色列当年和我们属神的人有什么不同？
So we kind of like want to try to reflect upon it. What is the difference between this success of the company through what a Christian want to do.
相对于主前520年时期被掳回归的普通的以色列的百姓，还有那些官长们，他们继续重建圣殿的能力、智慧，特别是他们的信心，从哪里来？
So in a contrast, for this 520 years ago, this very ordinary person without any skill, they returned to Jerusalem. And they want to rebuild a temple with their own ability and wisdom. What are they depending upon, especially their faith?
这就是四到五节，重申与上帝同在的应许。
So this is what we're going to talk about is the reassurance of his covenant with his people.
哈该书2章4到5节，耶和华说：“所罗巴伯呀，虽然如此，你当刚强。”约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的，这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
So in verses 4 through 5 in Haggai chapter 2, it says, "But now be strong, Zerubbabel," declares the Lord. "Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak." The high priest, be strong, all the people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remain among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I'll stop right here.
借着三个问题提醒被掳回归的以色列民，那些参与继续重建圣殿的官长和百姓，提醒他们认罪悔改的重要性之后。
So after the prophet Haggai tell them what are the important things to this is really important to confess and repent at the end of the festival or tabernacle.
紧接着用哈该书2章4到5节这2节经文对他们发出了3次重复的勉励，又发出了2次重复的应许。
And after that, it will continue to tell them three times of encouragement and two different kind of promises.
哪3次勉励啊？
So what are the three times of encouragement?
所罗巴伯你当刚强，约书亚你当刚强，百姓都当刚强。
So over here, Zerubbabel, you need to be strong, and Joshua need to be strong too. Also the people, all need to be strong.
你们要信心刚强的，行动起来，身体力行的，投入到继续重建圣殿。
So you all have to be strong with the faith and cast yourself into the rebuilding of the temple.
哪2次应许啊？
And what are the two promises that he has with them?
我与你们同在，我的灵住在你们中间。
I will be with you, and my spirit will be with you.
所以第5节经文提到是照出埃及的时候，上帝与以色列民的应许。
So over here, this in verses 5 is following what God has promised with the people in Israel.
因为前面讲了祝棚节本身就是为了纪念上帝引领以色列民他们的祖先从埃及出来以后在旷野住在棚里。
As I mentioned, this Feast of Tabernacles really is to commemorate the grace of God leading their ancestors out of the wilderness.
这是个纪念日，但是纪念日呢，不是为了纪念节日而过的。
So this is a day to commemorate, but it's not just a celebration to commemorate.
是为了真正的纪念。This
is truthfully to commemorate the meaning of the festival.
看一看我们今天生活的这个社会。
Kind of think about
纪念日子很多很多。
So kind of think about our this society. There's a lot of festival, a lot of holiday that we want to commemorate.
是不是几乎将所有的纪念节日仅仅当作节日，是当了一个消费狂欢的日子？
So a lot of people kind of treat those festival holidays as a day to spend a holiday as a carnival.
所以每一个节日现在都变成什么 holiday。
So a lot of those days that we want to commemorate all become a holiday to do those things.
而远远地失去了纪念的本意。So
it kind of lacked the meaning, the essence of those commemoration for the festival.
所以我们相信先知哈该用以色列民出埃及和他们被掳回归这2个祝棚节的时空的对比。
So the prophet Haggai using the contrast for the way they celebrate the tabernacle back then when they leave Egypt and the time they return to Jerusalem. So continue to compel them that God's spirit will be with you. So this meaning is really deep to be memory.
他们当年出埃及，住的是帐篷。So
when they left Egypt, they lived in tabernacles in the wilderness.
那现今你们被掳回归到耶路撒冷，住的是什么呀？有天花板的房子。And
all of you returned exile, you live in a panel houses.
当年出埃及记的百姓，后有埃及的追兵，前面有强盗，有刁民。
As when back then, when your ancestors left Egypt, there's robbers, there's people, there's soldiers chasing after your ancestors.
上帝的灵住在他们中间，可以把红海裂开成墙，当埃及追兵进来以后，全部淹没。
But God's spirit is with them, and they were able to separate the Red Sea.
那当时，上帝的灵住在他们中间，白天有云柱，晚上有火柱来保护他们。
And God's spirit is with them is to guide their journey with the pillars of fire, pillars of clouds, and at night have the pillars of fire to protect them.
那他们的今天，回归的以色列民，他们拿的是波斯王的手令啊。
But what they have right now, when they this people, the remnant, back to Jerusalem, what they have is the decree from the Persian king.
只是周边的那些杂居的那些外民们，一些有些势力的人嚷嚷、骚扰、吓唬你们一下，你们就停止了吗？
And the shouting and the harassment for the surrounding people. And then that thing that stopped all of your progress to rebuilding the temple.
所以哈该的意思说，放心大胆的身体力行的去做吧。当年带领你们祖先出埃及的上帝的灵依然在你们中间，不要惧怕，刚强。
So what Haggai want to say to them is, be brave, be bold, be bold to do the thing you need to do to rebuild the temple. Back then, the God was with your ancestor. He is still with you and dwell in you. Do not be afraid.
请问，如果我们今天的我们是当时在场的官兵和百姓，
So consider you are part, you are in this within them as an official or civilian with the Israelite people.
如果我们当时听了哈该先知呢，从他口里传达出的上帝的这样的话的时候，
So what kind when you listen to the words from Prophet Haggai,
我们心中会有怎么样的反应？
So what kind of response would you have?
我们相信我们接受的程度能有多少？
So how much would we believe and receive this promise?
我们没有经验，我们没有设备。
So we don't have the equipment, we don't have anything that we can use to rebuild the temple.
所以大家请注意，圣经上上帝借着先知、借着使徒向世人发出的挑战与鼓励。
So I want to remind you, brother and sister, when Bibles challenge the follower and the people through the words in the Bible.
所要燃起的振奋是属灵的振奋。
We need to understand those encouragement is spiritual encouragement.
不是所谓的心理的振奋。
It's not like mentally or emotional encouragement.
因为只有属灵的人才能够对上帝的灵所发出的挑战与鼓舞而感动而振奋。Because
only a spiritual person can respond back to God's challenge in spirit, and they can be encouraged only in that way.
同意吗？
Would you agree to that?
所以哈该书2章4到5节的经文其实是一个检验，一个属灵之人的试金石。
So kind of like in an essence, in Haggai chapter 4 to 5 is really like a touchstone for a spiritual person.
请大家特别注意，你们都当刚强做工。
So you all need to be brave and work.
这个做工就是建造上帝的家。
This work is to rebuild God's temple.
不单单是要我们身体力行的去做这件事情，这项施工就可以完成完工了。
Not only need to work and act so you believe that thing will be finished and can be completed.
也不单单是今天我们只要身体力行的去做，我们的日子就会好起来。
It's not only that when you're doing that, it's not because of that, your life will be better and everything you live will be better than before.
如果单单是身体力行去做，就怎么样怎么样成功的话，信与不信有什么区别？
So think about it, if you really follow those and everything will be better, what is the difference between a so-called believer and non-believer?
经文再次强调的是做工，身体力行的去做，去参与建造上帝的家。
So over here, the passage continue to emphasize to work and follow God to build God's temple.
要追求上帝与我们同在的这样的振奋。
This is really is to see the joy and peace with God being with us.
当我们身体力行的去做的时候，追求的是上帝与我们同在的这样的享受、这样的欢乐、这样的振奋。
So we try, when we work to build God's temple, we really want to enjoy God's presence, and those are the joys and peace we really want to have.
去享受那位又真又活的上帝。
This is what we want to do, to enjoy the real, presence of God.
这样才是身体力行去为建设上帝的家，为这样的一个真理、这样一个理由而做的。
So this is really the foundation and essence of how why we want to work to build God's temple. It's really just you wish to with God in that journey.
否则，即便是我们在教会身体力行的去做了。
So consider this, if you serve in the church, doing things what God wants you to do,
去参与建造上帝的家了。
To participate to build God's temple, such a church.
可是做完了以后，或者在做的期间，我们脸上没有欢乐，没有享受，为什么？
But when you're doing that, there's no joy, on your face.
因为我们缺乏上帝与我们同在的这种欢乐。
Because you don't have the joy in your heart to have with God's presence.
那接下来的六到九节的经文所描绘的是一幅未来的圣殿的终极的荣耀的预言。
In verses 6 and 9, this is the proclamations of the eternal glory of God's temple.
宣告圣殿未来享有的荣耀。
So this is the declaration of future glory of the temple.
哈该书二章六到九节，万军之耶和华如此说：过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说：银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说。
So verses 6 to 9, it is what the Lord Almighty says: in a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mineThe gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, said the Lord Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
那在这段经文中，上帝借着先知哈该预言着一连串将要发生的重大事件。
So over here, through prophet Haggai, God kind of prophesies what's going to happen in the future.
一要震动自然界。
The first one, shake all natures.
二要震动万国。
Number two, shake all nations.
三要使万国的珍宝都运来。
Number three, move all the treasures.
使圣殿充满荣耀。
So fill the temple with glory.
第四呢，就是要赐平安给圣殿。
Number four, bestow peace to the holy temple.
那赐平安给圣殿的，主要是迎接那位人们盼望的以赛亚。
This is to receive the arrival of Messiah.
那就是和平之君。
The King of Peace.
那么再回来看，大家注意这里边过不多时这个时间概念。
So over here in Bible it says, in a little while.
如果我们理解这些重大的事件是迎接那位和平之君弥赛亚亲临的话。
So we understand this verse really is, all those major events is to prepare to receive this King of Peace and Messiah.
那我们今天的人比当年的人跳了几个山峰了，我们已经知道主耶稣已经来过了。但是
so all of us understand Jesus is going to come again.
经文在此所描述的那些现象，我们想一下，在这本圣经里面的记载里面，主耶稣道成肉身 来到这个世上的时候，并没有真正的实现。
So over here, kind of read through the Bible, all of those things that Bible prophesies, has not happened yet.
这就说明这些预言很可能呢，是要在这个世界的末后的事情。
So this could clearly saying all those prophecy will happen only at the end of this world.
也就是主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世上，受死、复活、升天之后。
That means it's going to happen right after Jesus died on the cross, resurrected, and being raised to heaven.
将来第二次再来的时候，才会完全的实现。
So all of those will be realized after the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以我们和上帝之间的这个时间概念，有两段经文我们了解。
So we have two verses. We need to understand what does it mean by a little while.
诗篇九十篇四节，在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的已经。
So over here in Psalm chapter 4, it says, "A thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night."
那使徒彼得呢，也借用了这句话，就说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
So also, Apostle Peter also tell, "Dear the brothers, you should not forget, Lord, see one day is a thousand years, or a thousand years is one day."
”所以这些呢，是信神之人在这里边的盼望。
So this is what Christian want to hope for.
那通过哈该书2章1到9节这段经文，让我们了解到，
So through Haggai's verse, chapter 2, 1 through 9, we understand.
上帝的作为是可以感受到的。
So we can feel God's deeds.
当我们人愿意在建造上帝的家中有份的话，
So when people are willing to participate to build God's temple,
我们的身体力行可以享受到上帝所赐下的福分。
So when a person have that and are compelled to work to build this temple, a temple, we can enjoy the bestowed grace from the Lord.
同样，我们即便是身体力行的去参与建造上帝的殿的时候，我们也可以感受到上帝的愤怒。
So also in the same token, that when we work to build God's temple, we may also experience God's wrath.
也可以从脸上看不到幸福快乐。
While doing that, we may also see people doesn't have joy on their face.
关键在什么地方？
So what is the key point?
这是今天我们要记住。
So this is what we want to learn about.
身体力行的参与建造上帝的家，享受与上帝的同在。
So when we work to build God's temple, it really is wanted us, or we want to enjoy God's presence and His company.
这才是我们要追求。
This is really what we want to pursue.
我盼望大家跟我一起来读这一句。
So I'm hoping we can read this verses together or passage together.
身体力行的参与建造上帝的家。享受与上帝的同在。这才是我们要追求的关键所在。下面的时间交给石班。